We want to talk about Operation Safe Holiday.
That's
for
right.
PennDOT. What does that entail?
So Operation Safe Holiday is an initiative to combat impaired driving during the holiday season. So we do start as early as Thanksgiving because the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is one of the deadliest nights on our road. But right now, this time of year, we're focusing more on the Christmas and New Year's Eve crashes. So we want to remind folks with all the holiday parties and family get-togethers and things like that that are going on, that you really need to have a plan to get home safely. You need to designate a sober driver, or you have to make arrangements prior to going out for plans to have a taxi or use public transportation or a ride sharing service such as Uber and Lyft.
And you know that if we talk about this, if we talk about impaired driving and buzzed driving and how much alcohol is in certain drinks and all of this important safety information, this will have an impact. It will help.
I certainly hope so. That is definitely our goal. I think, you know, most people know that drunk driving is a bad thing, but they may not realize that your impairment begins with just one drink. So if you plan on drinking at all, even if you don't plan on getting, you know, hammered or smashed, as people would say, you do want to have that safety plan to get home safely.
All right, make sure you do some planning. How deadly is the Christmas holiday? I think of New Year's as certainly having a lot of crashes, but Christmas time?
Right. So Christmas time, we looked at a couple different periods. We looked at Christmas Eve from 6 p.m. through the entire holiday, so Christmas night at midnight. And across the state, there were 957 crashes just in that, 36-hour period or whatever that amount equals. And 152 of those were alcohol-related. But five of the seven fatalities in those crashes were alcohol-related. So you may see a reportable crash that doesn't involve alcohol, but more often than not, when they do involve alcohol, you have a higher rate of fatalities or suspected serious injuries.
All right, so this is something people should be aware of, that the people may think, there's not that many extra impaired drivers out there. And maybe there isn't a huge influx, but for those individuals who are crash impaired, it's more fatal this time of year in terms of some of these statistics. When are the accidents happening? Is it Christmas Eve? I don't think of that as a particular time.
Right. So New Year's Eve is still, has a lot of crashes. Now, keep in mind, this time of year, too, we also have sometimes inclement weather that could play a part and make it even more dangerous to be impaired when you're driving. But New Year's Eve, we still have a lot of crashes with those. Even though people expect the police to be out on New Year's Eve, people don't have that plan prior to going out. They go out and have a few drinks, and that impairs your ability to make good decisions, and then they get behind the wheel, and so crashes are still happening. So we had three fatalities on New Year's Eve, which was 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve through the holiday. Three of those seven fatalities were alcohol-related. So Christmas Eve and Christmas Day actually had a higher number last year for fatalities.
All right, and this is people coming from parties and going to and from parties. Mm-hmm. Maybe because Christmas, we don't talk about it as much, and New Year's Eve, we sort of expect imbibing alcohol to be part of the shtick. Maybe there's a little bit more planning happens there. That could be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You also talk about this buzzed driving. You gave us some ideas that you've been reiterating, and you've been talking about buzzed driving.
Right. So we don't like to say drunk driving anymore. We like to say impaired driving, because just having one sip of alcohol can make you buzz, but also drugs can affect your driving. So it doesn't have to be an illegal drug. Obviously marijuana, heroin, cocaine, those are all going to affect your driving, but so are medical prescriptions that your doctor gives you. If it says do not operate heavy machinery on your prescription bottle, that means a car. If you're taking something like Benadryl or NyQuil that makes you drowsy, you should not be driving. So it's not just that you have to be falling down drunk to be impaired. You can be buzzed, and that's an impairment, and you should not be driving.
And not everybody reacts the same way to some of these cold medicines. Like, I do not get drowsy from them, but I might as well use it as a sleeping pill for my wife. It makes her drowsy. So different people react differently.
Absolutely. My safety partner, Mike, he talks about how NyQuil makes him real jittery. And also an impairment, because he's shaking and can't, keep still. but it does definitely affect you differently. And keep in mind also, if you are going to go out to a party or to get together and have some alcohol, if you are on a prescription medication or on an over-the-counter medication, that can make the effects of alcohol that much stronger.
All right. So what about marijuana? Mm-hmm. It's still not legal in Pennsylvania, so there's no change in the legality of it. But marijuana and driving and the influence of marijuana is becoming more common elsewhere, certainly.
Right.
And we'll just have to say in Pennsylvania, maybe. Is that an intoxicant that impairs your driving?
It is. Marijuana can definitely impair your driving. I'm not an expert on that yet, as we don't have a law here in Pennsylvania that makes marijuana legal. So I can't tell you the number, the rate of THC in your system. But when and if it does become legal in Pennsylvania to buy marijuana or to use marijuana, it doesn't mean it's legal to drive impaired under the influence of marijuana. So just like alcohol, it's not illegal for us to purchase alcohol if you're over the age of 21, but it is illegal for you to drive impaired.
All right. So driving with an impairment of marijuana and medical marijuana, you just have to go by whatever the warnings and so on that are part of this?
If you are on medical marijuana, you do want to speak to your doctor about driving. It's my understanding that medical marijuana doesn't have the same effect of getting high as regular marijuana does or illegal marijuana does. So definitely when in doubt, for any medication, not just marijuana, but for any medication, you should talk to your doctor.
And you also talk about the cost of this. You're going to need an attorney if you mm-hmm. get busted, or a lot of people go through the court system with an attorney if
mm-hmm.
they get busted.
That's right. It can cost you upwards of $10,000. It really depends on the level of blood alcohol content you had, so the fine can range. But you're going to have attorney fees. You could, if you've crashed your car, you're going to have, increased insurance cost. There's probably going to be some towing involved with whether or not you crash or be an impound of your car because you're not safe to drive. So all of those things can add up. Even the ignition interlock, which is the device that you have to breathe into to prove that you're not impaired to start your car, you pay for the monitoring of that, and that can cost you about $1,000 a year. So these costs can quickly add up. And then you look at, maybe you can't get to work, so you're losing wages. Or even worse, maybe you lose your job because you can't get to work or you can't drive.
What if you hurt somebody?
That's right. That is even more, more fines and more responsibility and, jail time and all of that if you've hurt somebody or killed somebody.
Or the guilt, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, imagine the burden of carrying that around, knowing that you were driving impaired and maybe you hadn't thought about it quite as much as you should.
Right.
But of course, we know this has happened. Drunk drivers have survived after killing people. Tragically, it's a reality that has occurred. All right. Well, how about some tips? Believe it or don't, we only have a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
I don't know what happens this time, but a couple of tips left for motorists, please.
Right. So remember that it's never okay to drive impaired. You want to designate a sober driver or plan public transportation, ride sharing service, that sort of thing, and able to get home safely. If you are on the road and you see or if you suspect somebody is an impaired driver that you see out there, call 911 and report it. Doesn't hurt to send somebody out just to make sure everybody is safe. Take the keys from anybody who is impaired. Help them make arrangements to get home safely. If you're hosting a party, you want to serve plenty of snacks and non-alcoholic drinks.
And you know that individuals who host parties are often found liable for drunk driving accidents that occur later.
Absolutely. Just like a bartender be responsible for over-serving somebody.
So private hosts are the same way.
Yes. Yeah. You are responsible. If you have alcohol at your party and somebody gets really impaired and gets behind the wheel and hurts somebody else, you can be held liable. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And then my last tip is to know what you're drinking. 5 ounces of wine or 12-ounce beer is considered one drink, but craft beers oftentimes have a higher alcohol level than, say, a Miller Lite or a Coors Light. So you want to know what you're drinking. If you go for mixed drinks, keep in mind how Long Island iced tea is made. It's a lot of shots of alcohol in that drink. So one Long Island iced tea is really the equivalent of 4 or 5 regular sized drinks. So if you have a Long Island iced tea or two and you get behind a wheel, you're going to be impaired because that's a lot of alcohol that you just took in.
Okay, so yeah, be aware of that, and if you're drinking doubles, be aware that you know everything is going to be multiplied there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be impaired faster, and you just want people to get this this safe driving advice down. Where can I get more information on this? You send people.
Yep, so you can go to PennDOT.gov and look under the safety tab. We have all sorts of traffic safety information in there. There's a tab called Impaired Driver. You can click on that and get a lot of information.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
Kimberly
you.
Smith, happy holidays.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Enjoy your Christmas time. Safety Press Officer from PennDOT District 3O, Kimberly Smith.